Now, there have been many changes since then in the Buddhist movement in this country and here in London, but I know that there are still quite a number of people in the position which I describe, especially people living outside London, far away in what we Londoners call the provinces. So, very often, this question of the approach to Buddhism often does constitute a very real problem. How to get in touch, how to make contact. For us who are in, or have been in a number of years, it seems obvious, well, you just come along and you join. But for someone who has never heard of the existence of a society, doesn't know where or how to begin looking, it is a very real problem indeed. Only the other week, here in this very place, in this vihara, a young man from the provinces came along, and he told us that he had been interested in Buddhism for about a year. He had written us one or two letters, but he'd had no contact with any other Buddhist, never even met, never even seen another Buddhist. So it was a great relief to him, apparently, to talk to someone about Buddhism, to be actually able to speak this word Buddhism and to discuss Buddhism with other people who were also Buddhists. So as it seems to us, we were saying very ordinary things, answering very elementary questions. But so far as he was concerned, apparently, all these comparatively trite or comparatively commonplace remarks of ours, mainly in answer to his questions, seemed almost like pearls of wisdom. And one started wondering, well, what is it that I'm saying? Because this person is receiving it so gratefully and so appreciatively. Whereas it doesn't seem that one is really saying very much at all. And in the course of conversation, he happened to say to the young man who'd opened the door to him, he said, "Don't you know, you're the first Buddhist that I've ever seen in my life." So it was a sort of historic occasion. So this is also a sort of warning to us. It shows us how very careful we must be. We may be at any time the first person or the first Buddhist person that somebody else has ever seen. Now, one has to be very careful, therefore, especially when one is at the vihara, because one may come and knock on the door and you may go to open it and you don't know who is standing there. It might be someone who has become interested in Buddhism, who has plucked up courage to come and knock on the door of the vihara and make a few inquiries. And it may be the whole of his subsequent career, whether he even becomes a Buddhist in the end or not, or takes interest or not, is determined by the face, by the appearance, by the approach, by the response of the person who opens the door. And that might be you, any time. If you open it with a smile, well, at least that makes an initial good impression. If you open it with a frown, supposing you're having a nice little chat down in the kitchen, and then there's this knock on the door, and you thought, what a nuisance, what on earth is that? So you rush up and open the door with a bit of a scowl. Well, what do you want? Well, what sort of effect does that produce? The person may not come again. In fact, some months ago, well, more than a year ago, we did have one or two cases of this sort, I'm afraid. And people, well, they did come again. What they told me, that the reception the first time I came, the expression on the person's face who opened the door wasn't really very encouraging, and I might not have come again. So it shows us that we must all the time be very, very careful indeed. And as we go about, as people get to know us, as the subject of religion comes up, and we say perhaps with much hesitation, and a certain amount of bashfulness, well, you know I am interested in Buddhism. You might even say, well, I am a Buddhist, thinking, well, might as well be hung for a sheep as for a lamb. But it may very well be that the person to whom you are speaking has never seen a real live Buddhist before. That is assuming, of course, that you're a real live Buddhist before and not a dead and stuffed one. So it's something which really deserves a very serious thought and attention. So the course of that person's whole spiritual life can be affected for better or for worse, right? His impression of you, your knowledge, your sincerity, and so on at that particular moment.